KF8BOT Mobile, listening.
W-H-D-D-D. I gotta go to higher ground. What's up? How do you like my Kenwood HD? Oh, did you buy the 75 as well? Coming in very well though. You're on the Warren machine? Yeah, my voice is going too though. But yeah, maybe I should try to figure out how to program it for the UMP. Or just go down your driveway and Statue of Liberty, I don't know. Are you down here in not down here by me, but are you down in the Heights? Are you in the Heights? Roger that. Yeah, I'm down here and I'm sitting in the truck. I picked up some stuff from somebody on the Yuseeka page that they had a box of stuff from their father, and it ended up being, I knew her brother, Peter Ishioka, and there was a TH-415A in there, and it took me about 45 minutes to figure out how to set the PL tone.
Well, it sounds pretty good when you're in there. It's just like, you just move a little bit and you seem to like just fade out of the repeater.
Well, here's the hand mic. Am I making it in good right now?
Yep. Full quieting.
This is pretty cool. I don't know how old this radio is. Kenwood TH-415A. Is it from like the 90s or before that?
I'm not familiar with it. Does it have an orange display? Is it like orange with LCD?
Negative. It's just a regular digital display. Black and white, whatever. I put a picture of it on Telegram if you're... Oh, you can look at Telegram at all, I think in the general.
Yeah, have to take a look in a bit. I'm kind of cheating again. I'm using the repeater output, but I'm using my node as input. So if I go downstairs, I can't hear the FBI.
Okay, I'm going to go turn on my node and see if I can get that programmed in here, and I'll jump on the series.
Alrighty, sounds good. KFADA.
Alright, next over there, W.
KB8SFZ monitoring.
KB8YEP.
CQ, this is Whiskey 8. Victor India Julia, W8VIJ calling. CQ, and by Freddy calls.
reporting to 240 Kevin Station.
N8OBU.
KPAKPN, Miles, Michigan.
And it'll be standing by for the APRS CNET.
You're a 10 on an S9 scale, just barely in the red, but you're doing it. Your audio is beautiful. I just turned my amplifier on, give it a couple minutes, and I'll throw a little bit of fire in the wire.
Okay, what did you say your name was?
The name here is Chuck, and the call sign is KC8KPN.
Okay, Chuck, yeah, I got you. Yeah, you're about a 5, almost 5'9" there.
Yeah, it's raining here, and I love it. We hadn't had rain for like 24 days in a row. We broke a record, and we hadn't had no rain in a long spell, and it's just kind of been cloudy and misty, rainy, at times a little bit of a good rain, and then back to drizzling, and it's awesome.
Oh, I hear you, young man.
Even if anybody's
not, I overseeded my yard the last week of August with a flint seeder. Put 125 pounds of grass seed down and rented that machine to do it. And it didn't rain till yesterday. And it came a dang downpour, like an inch and a half in an hour. Probably washed most of the seed to the ditch. And then today, it's been raining all day, a good slow rain, which I wish it would have done yesterday. But yeah, we're just...
VHF hub connected to UHF hub.
Thank you very much for that. I guess go ahead and we'll get started. Let's see here. As you know, as I said at the screen in the announcement, I am in the preamble. I'm operating WSADOC today, and that means that it was my turn at match control for the FEMA Region 5 Walks ComNet. That's on the second and fourth Sundays of every month at 4 o'clock. It's kind of fun. We start. We do 15-minute intervals of 60 meters channel 4. 7280 on 40 meters, and then EFAR is an announcement for Alpha and EMR talk group 31673. You don't have to have all of those capabilities available. You're welcome to check in at the appropriate time for any one of those. And if you want to check in, that's great. Just listen for this great time, and we'll look for you. Coming up this week, we've got a few things going on the calendar. Tuesday, it's a kind of a late mid-morning to mid-afternoon. It's a virtual plenary session. So instead of a get-together, we're doing it on Zoom, and it will also combine as being our monthly call, but it's an extended meeting, so it's from like 10:30 to 3:30 or 3 o'clock, it looks like, on the calendar. That'll be a one long Zoom session. Wednesday afternoon is a much shorter one. That's the COMU work group for Michigan, and we'll be meeting at 3 o'clock on Zoom. And then Friday is the CIFA Shares work group meeting, and that's the monthly meeting that's out there. As far as the exercise planning goes, we're continuing the planning for that, working on diesel development right now. We have a couple of things that are due at the end of the week. We are going to hold the measles a little bit longer. We've got some more detail we're adding into that, and I need a couple extra days to get that done. So that will come out by the 5th. But the other material we had planned for coming out this coming weekend will be available. With that, let's go to the top of the list. We'll start with NAOBU to be followed by NAHEE. Mike, thank you for riding along as a remote today. What's happening?
Not much. It's raining here steadily. It's not pouring, but it's raining. It's a good thing. The yard can use it. The garden can use it. And I'm sure all the farmers can use it, too. But nothing new here. Everybody, please take care. Be safe. And I'll sit here and listen out if I'm needed. And thanks again for being at control. I don't have the know-how or the patience to do that.
All right, N8OBU, KEAPU on Michigan ARPSCNet. Thank you. And again, thank you for riding along and providing the remote. This enables the folks to know the VHF UHF relay, and that is greatly appreciated, that extra effort. Let's go to N8HEE to be followed by WDAAXC. Mr. Jeff, how are you doing?
Well, we'll say good evening, Max, and at ATE. Oh, things are going okay, I guess. I had a little bit of bad news hit me. Just as I was firing up the 7300 this afternoon to get ready for the net, I see I got the nice line across the screen problem. So I got to contact ICOM and see if they're going to stand behind it or if this is going to cost me something to get it fixed. I guess it's kind of a common problem that I hear. Other than that, just wanted to pass in that we will be having some BE testing in October 12th. Always seems to land on the testing day for the set, but we'll see what we can do. Other than that, hope everyone enjoys what's left of the weekend and a good week ahead. And NAHEE.
All right,
NAHEE, KEAPUN,
thank you. Well, I hope you get the display problem fixed quickly and it isn't too painful. I have a 7300 myself. I love the radio and I haven't had that problem yet, knock wood, or not for Maka, because that's what I've only got available to me here. But I had an intermittent power problem where it'll drop out during keying up, and I don't know if it's the radio, the power supply, or the cable in between. I'm messing around with all three to see where the issue may be. Power supply seems to stay on, so I'm thinking it's either something in the radio or something in the connectors. I'll play with the cable and keep plugging away at it. Good luck with the VE exam. Hope you get a lot of folks coming in to take that test. And hopefully we'll see on the exercise as well. If not, we completely understand. Next, let's go to WB8AXD to be followed by WB8TQZ. Mr. Charlie, how are things going?
Hello, Max, and thank you. This is WB8AXD, Charlie in Southern Collins County. And Let's see. Brett tonight is visiting his wife's family, so I don't think we'll be hearing him on the net this evening. Happy to be representing District 5. There was an activity in District 5 today. The Kalamazoo Amateur Radio Club and the St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club combined to be of safety assistance with the group called Bike Friendly Kalamazoo that sponsored a multi-directional and multi-route bicycle tour today. The long path was like 104 miles from the town I was in, Vicksburg, all the way down to Shipshawana in Indiana and back again. And St. Joe County supplied a ham that went to the park where the turnaround was, the SAG stop in Shipshawana, Indiana. And luckily, the rain really didn't hit too hard till the event was almost all over. So we got lucky, and we are enjoying the benefits of a rather gentle rain situation today. Let's see. Usually about this time at the end of the month, Brett will have a meeting for District 5 representatives, but I don't know if he's got anything set up for like Tuesday night this coming week or not. And that's about all the news that's fit. Oh, I wanted to add one thing about your power situation. One thing about, ICOM and their power cables is that every now and then if a problem like that arises, you want to check the fuse connections, the actual wire connections to the fuse, especially the bullet-type fuses. Anytime there's a little bit of moisture, verdigris rears its ugly head, and the metal of the fuse connection corrodes where the wire is crimped and sometimes soldered onto it. Soldering will definitely help. If it's not soldered, do solder it. It isn't pretty. It's not fun, but it prevents the corrosion that starts between the copper wire and the metal fixtures of the fuse. So check around your fuse connections for fuzzy green and fuzzy white crust, and you might find out your dropping out problem. It's happened to me, and it's definitely happened to our friend who often checks in on the net, N8NOR. So he and I know what we're talking about there. So back to you, Max, and nice to have a quality path for signals today. I'm hearing everybody loud and clear without too much static and noise. KEADON from WDAXB, over.
All right, WDAXB, KEADON, Michigan Specialty Airport. Well, thank you for the tip on the fuse connection. I'll check that out when I get home. Good to hear of the bike route and the support of that today, and I'm glad to hear that the weather was holding off for you guys. That makes for a much more pleasant bike ride, that's for sure.
Followed by
Mr. Mike, how are things up in Presque Hill County?
Well, we're doing that good. KEADON and the Michigan ARPSC, that's WBATTV up here in Rocket City. Well, just using the rig that they're for tonight, so that's good. We have been in challenge lately. Max Smith is still meeting at 11 o'clock Eastern on around 1733. Just a 75. MITM's got decent conditions at 7 o'clock on 75 meters. I got my fingers crossed for a time. I'm kind of wondering if we'll ever have the next setback on 75. It was kind of nice when we did, but not lately. Weather has been almost too decent to the point we're sitting on a little bit on the dry side. We had about 3/4 of an inch rainy gauge yesterday morning, and while that probably could have been more, it certainly will be enough to catch us up and keep us having the fire danger for a while. And for the FCC, it looks like I'll be missing it again. Down in Tennessee, when you got grandkids and they got fall break, I guess that's what that's going to do. Once you get this information, I'll see if I can get somebody else to go around here to pick it up to Bill Shawnee. But I guess we'll know when it does or does not happen. And that's about it from here. Back to you.
All right,
full-scale type of an operation, and this is a radiological
This is from the evaluating exercises that are done for the plants every 2 years. And Michigan has the opportunity to do this exercise in the spring. Should be a lot of fun. I suspect that we're going to see, I can't tell you too much, I do have a little inside information, so I can't tell you too much, but I do expect us to see a couple of days here with more information as that's coming out. It should be a whole lot of fun, and we'll be playing with the states and a couple of countries again. So, with that, let's go to KD8USWR, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Jeff, how are things going?
Good, Max. I see you put me on the bottom of the list. Put me on the bottom of your list. They should be on top of your list. Yeah. Yesterday we went to Burnside and put a dish up point south to Romeo, and that completed our microwave pass. So we now have a microwave pass from Standish to Detroit, about 175 miles there, and then down through Detroit and over past through the FDOC over to Grand Rapids. So it's coming along, and the boys were up a couple weekends ago and Petoskey and put a dish up there to fly over to Hagelberg to get the microwave to Petoskey. So it's slowly progressing. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. But we will continue to press on and go from there. Always something going on. Fixed a bunch of cameras and a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes that people don't see. So, back to you, Max. KB8SWR.
All right,
KB8SWR.
KB8UM, Michigan Section ER, PSPNet. 175 miles, that's kind of cool. And with that loan like that. And just that network is just getting bigger and stronger, and I think it's a wonderful service that the group is providing, Central Michigan Emergency Network. So, anyway, I do appreciate, and we all appreciate all of the work that y'all put into that. This is KB8UM for the Michigan Section ER here at the bottom of the roster. So let me take a standby here and see if there's anyone else would like to check in at this time. Please call.
Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie. Okay. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Lima Quebec. In and out.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor. Right.
Okay, I have KC8EOQ in and out. I have Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Was there another station? There was some doubling.
Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie Hotel.
Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie Hotel. Thank you. Next station, please. Kenny, relay. Okay, let's go to Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Mr. Ron, what's happening in Saginaw?
Good evening, Max. Everyone on the net, this is KC8YZF, VCRO for Saginaw County. Saturday, our local radio club held their annual auction to help support and fund the club. That turned out very well. Ended up selling all of the items that were brought in and donated to the club, so that was very nice. Don't have a total of what was brought in, but anything helps the club stay afloat. They also help support the air. Anything I can do to help the club, they will in turn support me and use funnel a little money our way when we need something replaced or something for the Aries group. After that, we did project build for a simple coax tester, remote coax tester. That turned out very well. We had a good turnout for that, so enjoyed that part of it. Coming up Thursday will be our next Aries training. We're going to hold that down at our 911 center in our in the conference room there, and then we'll head over to the radio room, which is in the building there, and make sure that all of the equipment is functioning. If we do have any issues there, that we can get it addressed before the SET. I know that we have our HF antenna needs to be repaired, replace the mast that is there, and get it remounted onto that new mast and do some other upgrades to the HF antenna. We also have a tri-band antenna that came down during last winter. We got the connector replaced, so we need to put that tri-band antenna back up so that remote coaxer will do us good to tell us which one of the pieces that are remaining under the desk in the radio room is the one that goes that, to that antenna. So that's what we've got planned here for Saginaw County over the next few days here. KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, KC8YVF, KC8DR, Michigan, the RPSC.
VHF Hub, disconnected.
KECZRI, test, test, test. KECZRI out.